Introduction to John 17. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for himself, his disciples, and everyone who would believe in him in the future. This prayer brings together many things Jesus said in John chapters 13 to 16. He used several words that he had often used in his core teaching, including the following: Father, glory, eternal life, believe, know, be one, and the world. For example, the word world is used 19 times in this prayer. In this chapter, Jesus used the word glory or glorify at least 8 times. Jesus prayed that the Father would restore him to the glory he had with the Father before the foundation of the world. He prayed that the Father would protect the disciples from the evil one while they were in the world, that we would be one, and that we would see his glory. This prayer describes Jesus' relationship with his Father, the relationship he wants to have with us, and the relationship he wants to have us to have with one another. Jesus prayed that all believers would be one with each other based on his presence within us, so that the world would believe in him. Jesus had concluded his last words of teaching and instruction to his disciples in chapters 13 to 16. John chapter 17 is his prayer, which expresses his heart for his Father, his disciples, and those who would believe in him in the future. This chapter can be outlined as follows. Jesus prays for himself, verses 1 to 5. Jesus prays for his disciples, verses 6 to 19. Jesus prays for all believers, verses 20 to 26. Glory. The word glory is used several times in John chapter 17 and is a significant focus of Jesus' prayer. Before we proceed in our study, let's discuss the meaning of the word glory and how it is used in the Bible. Jesus said in verse 4, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me. Jesus is saying that he had revealed the essential characteristics of the Father by finishing the work the Father gave him to do. This is one meaning of the word glory. In John 2, verse 11, Jesus turned the water into wine, and it says, he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. They saw his character, which was the character of God. Jesus also said that if we have seen him, we have seen the Father. Jesus revealed the Father to us. This is one way Jesus brought glory to the Father. In the Old Testament, the outward manifestation of God's presence was thought to be a display of light, radiance, or glory so brilliant that no one could approach it. This is another aspect of how the word glory is used in the Bible. For example, when Moses was with God on Mount Sinai, his face glowed with the glory of God. He covered his face with a veil so that they would not see the glory fading away from his face. Exodus 34, 29 to 35, and 2 Corinthians 3, 13 to 15. A cloud of glory overshadowed the wilderness tabernacle in the wilderness and later filled the temple Solomon had built. This was called the Shekinah glory of God. Jesus revealed the fullness of God's attributes and character. He also revealed God's outward visible glory as described in Hebrews 1, verse 3. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. We also share in Christ's glory. Jesus said in John 17, 22 and 23, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought into complete unity. To some degree, we all already share in the glory of Christ now because Jesus is living in us and reveals himself through us. 2 Corinthians 4:6 is one example of how the glory of God is revealed in us and through us. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 describes how we are being transformed into the image of Jesus from glory to glory as we behold the glory of the Lord. Sometime in the future, as Jesus prayed in John 17:24, we will see the fullness of his glory, which he had before the world existed.